minutes of more music you love on the way.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 27, Rustenburg and Mombela 28 degrees.
If you see anything on the roads, there's not a lot happening. Please send us a WhatsApp voice note on 084-850-0942.
We start in Limpopo, where the health department has condemned the abducting, assault and rape of two nurses at a local clinic in the early hours of this morning. The department spokesperson, Neil Chikwambana, says heavily armed men entered the clinic, overpowered three security personnel and tied them up before abducting the nurses. He says the incident occurred while the nurses were on night duty.
MEC Mashego has consequently made a serious call to action to the community members to ensure that they work with the police to bring the perpetrator of these heinous crimes to justice. These kind of crimes cannot be committed by somebody who comes from faraway places, but by the very same community members who resides in the area.
Now to the east of Johannesburg, where members of the Hawks have arrested three suspects after Ethiopian nationals were rescued from a house in Sandringham. 11 others were hospitalized with injuries. A case of human trafficking is being investigated.
The 26 undocumented individuals are currently being processed to determine their status as trafficking victims. The public is urged to report to the authorities any person seen without wearing clothes in the area, as they may be linked to the incident.
That's Hawks spokesperson Pilani Nalwashe. Staying with crime-related matters, a total of 358 suspects were arrested for various criminal offences in Tshwane during Operation Shanela yesterday. Police spokesperson Jan van Dijk says the suspects were arrested for crimes ranging from murder, rape and the possession of drugs.
Throughout the operation, a total of 816 persons and 335 vehicles were inspected, with 90 vehicles checked for stolen status. This led to the confiscation of a motorcycle for further investigation due to irregularities found. 24 premises were searched during this operation.
The global non-profit organization One Campaign says over 20 African countries will spend more on debt service than on essential services in 2025. This includes healthcare and education. High borrowing costs and slow debt restructuring is believed to only exacerbate the crisis. Here's the organization's David McNair.
The South African G20 presidency is proposing to take on board the idea of a cost of capital commission to bring together all the different stakeholders and say, what are the things driving these high costs and how can we bring it down? And if we were to put together an international policy agenda that proposed reforms, it could reduce that cost.
And we end off in Vietnam, where courts have sentenced a prominent former lawyer to 3 years in jail over Facebook posts it ruled undermined the state by criticizing a leading judge. He is the latest high-profile lawyer to be targeted by authorities for what they've been written online. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnes te eer die departement van gesondheid in Limpopo het die ontvoering, aanranding en verkrachting van twee verpleegsters by 'n plaaslike kliniek in die vroeë oggendure veroordeel.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love, but oh. Thing I'm never gonna do is throw